VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump on Tuesday promised to not cave in on his demand for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border as the longest ever partial government shutdown in U.S. history extended into a second month. Senate Republicans began efforts to try to end the shutdown and approve Trump's border wall as part of a package of measures proposed by the U.S. leader that for 3 years would protect hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the U.S. from deportation to their homelands. The proposal, say Democrats, will go nowhere. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says the president's proposal that includes money for his border wall and temporary protections for some immigrants can break the stalemate, with the shutdown now in its 32nd day.
It's a proposal that the president will support.
As written, though, the bill is a non-starter for Democrats, and it cannot pass without at least some of them supporting it. McConnell appears hopeful it could be a starting point for negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the shutdown needs to end first.
Open the government. Let's talk.
Some 800,000 federal workers now stand to miss a second paycheck Friday.
The partial government shutdown has been in effect since December 22nd, and from the rhetoric of the Republican and Democratic leaders, it does not appear to be on the verge of a resolution. The Taliban says its representatives resumed peace talks with American officials in Qatar on Tuesday to negotiate the withdrawal of international forces from Afghanistan. The dialogue was initially scheduled to last for just 2 days, but a Taliban spokesman announced on Tuesday that the two sides will convene again on Wednesday to continue the discussions for a third day. This is VOA News. A court in Russia has denied bail to an American man being held on spying charges. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the attorney for a suspected U.S. spy detained in Russia says his client was given classified information.
The lawyer for an American man, Paul Whelan, who's been held in Moscow on suspicion of spying, says his client was given a flash drive containing Russian state secrets before he was arrested, but he did not know he had them and had not looked at them. Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, was detained in Moscow at the end of December and has made his first public appearance in a Moscow court to hear the appeal of his arrest.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the Trump administration can enforce its restrictions on transgender people in the military, while lower court cases contesting their exclusion are continuing to be heard. Associated Press correspondent Mark Sherman reports there's a long way to go until this controversy is resolved.
There are still appeals playing out in the Federal Appeals Court in San Francisco, among other places. That court has yet to rule on the merits of the policy, so that matter could still come to the court. But the fact that there were five justices willing to allow the policy to take effect at all is at least a suggestion that they might be willing to uphold that policy.
Vice President Mike Pence sent a video message to Venezuelans on Tuesday, encouraging those who are protesting against President Nicolas Maduro.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
Pence said the U.S. supports opposition leader Juan Guaido. The Cameroon says it is mobilizing troops along the country's northern border with Nigeria and in the western English-speaking regions following renewed attacks by Boko Haram in the north and separatists in the west. Correspondent Moki Edwin-Kinzika reports for VOA from Yaounde.
Separatists seeking an independent English-speaking state are accused of abducting and killing opponents and trying to make their regions ungovernable. Defense Minister Joseph Beti Asomo says President Paul Biya also ordered troops to Cameroon's eastern border. He says spillover from fighting in the Central African Republic has increased criminal activities. Cameroon says since fighting broke out with separatists in 2016, more than 1,200 people have been killed and nearly a quarter million displaced.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.